And now we get to talk to hear from somebody who knows what he's talking about. He's just one of everybody's favorites. And who knows what he's going to say tonight, but it'll be nice, whatever it is. And he's also huggable, so if anybody wants to hug him, can hug him. He's very huggable. Diana said, yes. And what?
Pickable.
Oh, he's pickable. Also, you can pick on him. He's very pickable. He's wonderful. He's a package of love. What can I tell you? You already know who it is. Rosie, you don't? It's a big package over there. It's George Thorne. Oh.
So, it's this couple, man and wife, they've been married for 40 years. And the fairy godmother comes up to him and says, you guys have done well if you've been married for 40 years. Because of that, I'm going to grant you one wish. You can have anything you want in your life. And the wife says, well, I'd like a trip around the world by boat and plane. There's the tickets. Go around the world by boat and plane. Husband looks at the fairy godmother and says, well, I'd like to go around the world with a woman 35 years younger than I am. And the fairy godmother granted his wish, and all of a sudden he's 94 years old with a child bride. I said 94, yeah.
Billy, you're not till April 9th.
Okay. In case you haven't listened to the news this morning, wonderful things happened during the night. A huge comet circled our planet, giving off a brilliant, glowing aurora that caused a major shift in our consciousness. It seemed to bathe us in love and joy. This morning, all wars ended. Everyone is dancing together in newfound compassion and love. There is no such thing as racism or sexism or homophobia. It seems as if this great light transformed us all almost instantaneously. Hunger has disappeared, and there is no child without a loving guardian. Our politicians have regrouped and are right now meeting in a creative exchange of innovative ideas. They are making plans to ensure that this world works for everyone. Crime and violence have disappeared. Mother Nature is restoring her balance as we interact with her in respectful and conscious ways. We disallow the tainting of our food, the compromising of our land, the slaughter of our animal friends. We realize this privilege we share living on this perfect planet, this place of beauty and sustenance. We are aware that this is paradise. This is the Garden of Eden. Oh, right. This is April Fool's Day. I guess the news was a big joke on me. That means we'll have to give up the idea that some outer force or event is going to wake us up and transform our world. I suppose it is up to us to transfer our own thinking and return to our own inner power. We do not need to be saved. We need to claim our natural selves. We're not born with hatred in our hearts or violence on our minds. We come to this world ready to love and to be loved. We are hardwired to celebrate this life. We are prepared to succeed and express ourselves uniquely. Children are the models for how to be an adult. This is the deeper message of spirituality. Reclaim our inner light and act accordingly. Our world will begin to transform itself. Seriously, this is no joke. This is, I came across this today and obviously seemed makes sense to share it on April Fool's Day. And it's written by a retired minister, Dr. Carol Carnes, who's a minister in Seattle. And I think the words are just really beautiful and says so much about where we are. So I wanted to share that with you. But what I really wanted to talk to you tonight is one of the biggest God stories that's ever happened to me. And I have to say it's been a tough few weeks, but I've learned some really big lessons, and maybe some of them relate to you. 3 weeks ago, my doctor informed me that I had diabetes, and I was devastated. I couldn't believe it. I obviously wasn't watching my diet, but I felt healthy. I'd already made a lot of changes in my life. I have to take this medication now. I have to stick myself every day to check my blood sugar levels. The implications of diabetes are life-threatening. I became very depressed and began to have my own pity party. Well, not only did I have my pity party, I decided to take it one step further. I thought, how could God let this happen to me? Hadn't I made a whole bunch of changes in my life? Hadn't I come over to his side? Am I not now one of his biggest believers? Do I not try to help people whenever I can in his name? The more I thought about it, the angrier I became. So I thought, you know, I'm going to have myself a little conversation with God. I'm going to tell him a thing or two. God, how could you do this to me? How could you let this happen? Haven't I turned my life around? Haven't I overcome alcoholism, drug abuse, 4 packs of cigarettes a day, all to discover that I've been abused as a kid? When is enough enough? What did I do to deserve this? How could you let this happen? I'm so mad at you right now. There, I said it, and I feel better. I got a few things off my chest. I told God a thing or two. But wait, something began to happen I didn't expect. All of a sudden, I heard this big, powerful voice right next to me say, George, are you about done? Let me know when you're done and ready to stop whining. God was speaking back to me. What? Who is this? Who could this possibly be? Yeah, I hope you feel better now because I have a few things to say to you. First of all, George, I find it so amazing. When all of my children are happy and things go well, you all love me and pray to me. Oh, I am the greatest praise and glory to God, etc., etc. But no, when things start going a little tough, so many of my children bail on me. All of a sudden, it's my fault. Now I'm the one to blame. What's up with that, George? I can't believe I'm hearing this. So I'm the one who made you an alcoholic and take drugs. Really? Is that what you're telling me? Well, let's see. Let me go back and check. George Thorne, born in Tucson, Arizona. Chubby little baby, weren't you, George? Moved to Phoenix, grew up, went to college there, moved to San Diego. No, nothing here, says George, that I put a drink in your hand. Nope, can't see here where I reached out and gave you drugs. I sure didn't put all those cigarettes in your mouth. But now you're saying this is my fault. Boy, you are a real piece of work, George, you know that? And I want to tell you something else. Back in the day when you were all stardust and a twinkle in my eye, it wasn't meant to be this way. I was supposed to live in love with all of my children. There was going to be peace all over the world and love and happiness in everyone's heart. But I also thought it was important to give all of you free will so you could make up your own mind and do as you please. A lot of my children chose to do it their own way. You decided to do it your own way too, George, didn't you? So let me ask you, how is all this working for you? Remember the old Frank Sinatra song, I Did It My Way? Look where he is today. Oh, hi, Frank. Good job. You have our choir singing really well. So you've cleaned up your act, found me. Gee, George, I was beginning to wonder if you were ever going to find me. You and so many of my children, you're like a bunch of fish swimming in the ocean. You're all asking where the water is. I'm all around you. I'm in the air you breathe. I'm in your soul, your heart. But sometimes you get so caught up in your own ego, you forget that you're actually a part of me. And I am certainly a part of you. And yes, you got hurt a lot when you were a kid. But look what happened. You got stopped in your tracks. You fell apart and you found me. Was it worth it? Yes. What? I can't hear you. Was it worth it? Yes. And now you have diabetes, and that's my fault too, huh? Let's see here. You quit smoking and gained 100 pounds. Sound about right, George? You just switched addictions. Well, maybe I might have just a little. Well, now that you've had your pity party and told me off, how are things going for you? How are you now? Well, it scared me so much that I changed my diet completely. I haven't had any flour or sugar since the doctor told me. I've lost 8 pounds in 3 weeks, and my blood sugar is back to normal. What was that you said, George? My blood sugar is back to normal. Labels really seem to help you, George. Alcoholic, quit drinking. Diabetes, quit eating all the wrong food. How do you feel today, George? I am very blessed. What? I can't hear you, George. I am very blessed. Still can't hear you, George. I am the most blessed man on earth. Last question. Do you really think you got through all these things on your own, George? Even where you are today, do you? Haven't you been telling everyone that you are where you are because of me? That you love me more than anything? But no, things get a little tough, and all of a sudden you start whining. And everything is my fault. George, I'm going to tell you again. Your only problem in this world is that you forget that you are a part of me and that I love you. I love you so much. And if you would ever put aside that big ego of yours, you could feel my love. So that about wraps it up for me, George. Any final words you have to say? I love you, God, more than anything. Bless you. I want to devote my life to you and your love. You are all that I am. Thank you very much.